Right now, they said they had no confidence that politics could take care of the economic challenge facing this country.
Yes, and I think they despair of our political system. People are constantly right now saying our system is dysfunctional when it's functioning precisely as the sainted James Madison said it should function. But third reason for not being too alarmed by Standard & Poor's is, what did we learn from them that we didn't already know? Everyone was aware of the fact that we couldn't go on like this.
You are admiring of the Tea Party and have said before that it has the same kind of possibilities that the Goldwater movement did, when the Goldwater movement changed conservatism, or Reagan and Buckley and you and others changed conservatism, but conservatism went on to elect Ronald Reagan and changed the Republican Party.
I cast my first presidential vote in 1964 for Barry Goldwater. 27 million Americans joined me in that happy chore.
Lyndon Johnson got how many?
He got a lot more. He carried 44 states.
Right.
The trouble is, I think it really just took 16 years to count the votes. In 1980, we realized Goldwater had won because his was a very creative loss. He lost the election but took over the Republican Party and ended a dispute that had really riven the party since Teddy Roosevelt split with William Howard Taft in the 1912 election. The conservatives took over the party, and without Goldwater, there would have been no Reagan.